Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. I'm Chief Edward Dunn. It's D-U-N-N-E. And with me is Superintendent Nancy Taylor. And she is prepared to give you a brief statement. So.
Thank you all, and thank you for your patience and your willingness to be respectful of our students and our families. As you can see behind me, this community has come together because we lost one of our students, and we have another student who is critically injured. Our hearts go out to the families of both of these young men, and this community will remain together to help get our kids and our families through this. With me, I have the hockey coach, Mr. Paul Moore, the varsity coach, and I also have Mr. Derek Almeida, who is the varsity football coach. And we will entertain questions.
A very emotional day. You know, times like this, teams are more important than ever. Told them to stick together, that they don't have to do it alone, that we'll be with them, the administration's with them, and the support staff that they have here is incredible for the kids, and it's just two remarkable young men who put their footprint on this community, not just in the classroom, and not just on the ice arena, and not just on the football field. These are two extraordinary kids who had a lot of heart, a lot of character, and guys, I was proud to coach. Owen Higgins just recently got voted in by his teammates as one of the captains. James Lavin, he was our emotional leader. He didn't need a C on his shirt to be a leader of our team, and he was certainly one of the other leaders. Best friends. Connected at the hip, sat next to each other, their stalls, and boy, when they say they take the good young, these were two good ones.
Coach, can you elaborate on that? Just talk a little bit about what kind of kids these guys were, and just even off the ice.
You know, off the ice, they had the respect of the student body. They were leaders in the community. They were leaders in the school. Just came off of a state championship. Football team that really brought so much to our team, and just incredible leaders and just good young men that had plans to go on to college next year. Had a great practice ended at 6:10, and I got the phone call at around 6:40. Just leaving practice, going home. No, it was just a, you know, Christmas vacation coming up, and had a great practice, great team meeting, and off everybody went.
So did they always drive together?
They were together a lot, and one of their other best friends on the team, Brandon Woodward, who was one of the other best friends. They spent a lot of time together. He was not.
Well, first of all, my heart just goes out to their families. This is a tough day for everybody. But more importantly, I'm thinking about their families right now, and I'm thinking about Owen and James. And, you know, I really love those kids. And, you know, they did so much more for me than I could ever do for them. And you know, we just came off a remarkable football season, and you know, this is a tough moment for us as just as people and as a community and as a football team. And but I'm just devastated for their families, and they're just great kids and great kids around school. I love to have them on our team. You know, they're just hardworking kids, and again, I'm just heartbroken for their families, especially. Well, I came on as the football coach a few years ago, and I had these kids as sophomores, and you know, you could tell the type of kids they were. They just were hardworking kids that would run through a wall for you. I had Owen in class this year. He's in my pre-cal class, and really nice kid in class. And I see James in the hallway all the time. I haven't had him in class, but really nice kid around school. And it just shouldn't happen like this. Just so sorry to those families. And
Coach, have you had an opportunity for yourself to speak with members of the football team since last
year? I haven't addressed the team yet. Just some kids individually. But we're gonna stay together, try to get through this somehow. We won the Massachusetts State Championship a couple weeks ago at Gillette, and Owen and James were a big part of that. Both of them were three-year starters for us, and they're two of the best high school football players in the state, as far as I'm concerned. And we have quite a few of them over there with us, and they're real close-knit group, real close class, and a lot of good friends. And we have so many memories of them, and it's just a tough day. It's just a tough thing to. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people love those two kids like I did, I guess, and they deserve it. They really do. So I think it's really nice for people to come together and show support. And I think their families are going to need it. So that's what I'm going to try to do, and we'll go from there.
We will. We're looking into that, and we're putting up some resources on our website also for parents to access. Our biggest concern is to make sure that our students and our families in town have a place to go so that they can have a safe place to grieve, basically. And that will be Falmouth High School, and we will make it available as we look at the need for students and families. School is out of session. And we will make the building available as needed for families. So thank you all very much, and please, please keep the families in your prayers and this community as we go through this together. Thank you. Coach Moore will play that by ear. He'll do what's best for his kids.
Correct. We're gonna go day to day with it and see how the boys are doing, and really hockey doesn't matter right now.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like I said earlier, it's still an investigation between the Massachusetts State Police Reconstruction Team and the Falmouth Police Department. We recently, before this press conference, were updated that he is still listed as critical. Again, that's all part of our investigation, and that will be revealed once the investigation is complete. We're looking at all avenues in this investigation, yes. Thank you all.